Senator Lisa Murkowski wants Alaska to get a share of the federal revenues from oil and gas development off Alaska's shores. Alaska's congressional delegation has tried before, but this time, Murkowski hopes to harness the support of other coastal senators. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, the bill proved controversial at an Energy Committee hearing this morning.
Murkowski's Alaska revenue sharing bill has two siblings. One proposes revenue sharing for Atlantic states. The other would send more revenue to Louisiana and its neighbors. Murkowski promoted them all at the energy hearing.
Each area, I think we recognize, is different with specific needs and interests, but it's out of simple fairness that we should provide revenue sharing to all of them.
The Alaska bill would divert 22.5% of offshore revenue. Most of that, 15%, would be split between the state of Alaska and communities near the developments. The bill earmarks smaller amounts for Alaska workforce development and federal science research on the North Slope. After the first decade, the state share would grow and the percentage to the federal treasury would shrink to 50%. The top Democrat on the committee, Maria Cantwell of Washington, says the idea of offshore revenue sharing remains unpopular with senators from interior states and those who believe the federal government can't afford it.
These are not new concepts, my colleague from Louisiana, I'm sure, knows, but they are concepts that have been brought this committee to a standstill multiple occasions, given a mix of concerns.
Revenue sharing was among 26 bills Murkowski raised in the hearing, all of them candidates for the comprehensive energy package she's working on. Cantwell and other Democrats say they want energy policy to focus more on technology, efficiency, and carbon reduction. One of the hearing witnesses, Franz Matzner of the Natural Resources Defense Council, says combating climate change will require leaving some oil in the ground, and Matzner says offshore oil in particular is best left alone.
Whether you're focused on the Arctic or on the Atlantic, there's a risk of severe oil spills, and we've seen what happens when we have those major oil spills. The impacts are economically severe, ecologically severe, and they're persistent.
Senator Al Franken, a Minnesota Democrat, repeated an irony he mentioned at a prior energy hearing, that the loss of Arctic ice gives rise to more oil development in the Arctic, which will cause more climate change and more ice loss. This time, Murkowski was ready for it.
Many in the North believe that the irony is that the people of the North would be denied jobs, economic opportunities, the opportunity to access a resource responsibly, safely, to the benefit of the country and national security, while people 4,000 miles away lock up them and put them in an effective snow globe for life.
The senator says she wants to boost all kinds of energy production, hydro, nuclear, petroleum, and renewables.
We have an abundance of supply when it comes to our energy assets. And that's something we're celebrating, because not every country has this.
Murkowski says she's also trying to lift the oil export ban so the U.S. can use that abundance to help its allies. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.